Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Welcome back, my Christian and Muslim friends. I like to mention many statements in the Bible clearly help us to understand the deity of Jesus Christ. For example, Jesus said to a group of people, "Most assuredly, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am." You can read Jesus' statement in the Gospel according to his disciple John, chapter 8, verse 58. Jesus is saying, "Before Abraham was born, I am." The Jews' objection was that Jesus was not 50 years old when you read this passage, and could not therefore have seen Abraham. Jesus replied that he existed before Abraham. Of course, Jesus, in his human nature, he was not yet 50 years old. Yes, and could not, as a man, have existed before Abraham. Jesus' declaration referred to another nature. This statement proves that while he was a man, he also has divine nature, existing before Abraham was born. The Jews understood what Jesus said. And we read that they took stones to cast at him, just as he had done before when they saw that he made himself equal to God. John 5, verse 18. When you read John chapter 17, verses 1 to 5, my friend, you will also see the divinity of Jesus Christ. Let me read these verses to you, because you will know that Jesus Christ claimed for himself that he was divine and co-eternal with God the Father. I am reading from the Bible now. "Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son may glorify you. For you granted him authority over all people, that he might give eternal life to all those you have given him." Now, this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. "I have brought you glory on earth by finishing the work you gave me to do. And now, Father, glorify me in your presence with the glory I had with you before the world began." Have you noticed what Jesus said? "And now, Father, glorify me in your presence with the glory I had with you before the world began." The glory which Jesus had then was that which was proper to the Son of God. My friend, Jesus laid aside for a time the eternal aspect of honor and consented to become despised and to assume the form of a servant. While living on earth, Jesus' glory was veiled. Now, in this passage, he prays that God would raise him up to the dignity and the honor which he had with him before taking an additional nature, a human nature, and coming to our world. before his incarnation. Jesus is now exalted after he accomplished our salvation from eternal punishment, because he paid the penalty for all of our sins. Jesus now sitting at the right hand of God, crowned with glory and honor. My friend, when you believe in Jesus, you are united to him. So I want you to know that Jesus lifted humanity to the very throne of God by his union with God and with us. Jesus prayed, glorify me in your presence, in fellowship with you. Father, let the glory of my eternal divinity penetrate my humanity and its resurrection, ascension, and in your presence. Jesus prayed for full restoration to the pre-incarnate glory and fellowship he enjoyed before taking an additional nature, a human nature, and coming to our earth through the Virgin Mary. Many Muslim teachers mistakenly assume that Jesus Christ can't be God because he lived on earth as a man. The wrong assumption is because Jesus' function gave him an inferior status to the Father's, therefore he must have been inferior in nature. Well, we cannot ignore the common sense truth. Nature and function are two different things. To illustrate, depending on the season of life, one spouse's function may be doing more household duties and changing the children's diapers, etc. But this does not make them less human or inferior to the other spouse, who sits in a nice office spending the day looking at papers and talking on the phone. Jesus told his disciples in John 10, verse 30, that he and the Father have the same nature. He also told his disciples, if you loved me, you would be glad that I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. John 14, verse 28. Jesus is not speaking in this verse about his nature, but is rather speaking of his lowly position while living on earth. Jesus meant that the Father is greater in office and glory than Jesus was on earth. God the Father never came into the world as man to be cruelly treated by Jesus while living on earth, was despised by many. From this perspective, Jesus meant that God the Father is greater in his position, while on earth, Jesus' function was subordinate and submissive to the Father. My friend, I invite you now to believe in Jesus as God revealed him in the Bible. My friend, open your heart to Jesus right now and believe in him that he is your Savior and Lord. He is the Savior sent by God to take your place and pay the penalty for your sin. All you have to do is just look at God and tell him, thank you, God, for loving me. I believe in Jesus. I repent of my sins, God. I don't want to live in sin anymore, far from you. I want to do your will, God. I am tired of living my life far from you. Jesus, come into my heart. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. My friend, if you prayed this prayer, please contact me. I would love to congratulate you, rejoice with you, and send you some free materials to strengthen your walk with God. Rest of my audience, pray with me, please, that God will fill us with his presence and will enable us to love the people that we meet that don't know him, and love Muslims and help people to enjoy and experience His love and His salvation. In Jesus' name we pray, God.
Please join me for more as we continue in a moment.
You're listening to Sammy Tanago, founder and president of Glad News for Muslims Ministry. Sammy's calling is 1, to share Jesus effectively with Muslims, and 2, to equip Christians to do the same. The value of a ministry is in the eternal fruits God has enabled the ministry to produce. The proof is in the changed lives. God has been using the messages He inspires Sammy to share to equip His Christian audience. God has also been using the book titled Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, which He guided Sammy to write to equip Christians and to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. We encourage you to examine the evidence on our website, gladnewsministry.com. Again, you'll find Sammy's book, videos, contact information for inviting Sammy as a guest speaker, and more at gladnewsministry.com. And please, as God guides you, let others know about our unique ministry and radio programs. Now, once again, here's Sammy.
Greetings, my Christian and Muslim audience. I'm so glad that some Muslims hear our programs every week. That really encourages me so much, because the purpose of the program is to motivate and equip Christians to share Jesus effectively with Muslims. So the goal of the program is to help our Muslim friends and acquaintances enjoy God's love and salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. The gospel includes many statements, my friends, indicating the deity of Jesus. For example, Jesus is eternal, everlasting, and He existed before the world was formed. We know that from the gospel according to Jesus' disciple John, chapter 8, verse 58, and chapter 17, verse 5. Also, Jesus demonstrated knowledge of things that could only be known if He were divine. And I can quote to you here the words of Jesus according to His disciple in the Gospel, Matthew, chapter 11, verse 27. Jesus said, "All things have been committed to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal Him." I love Jesus' words, because Jesus is saying no man or even angel clearly and fully comprehends the character of the infinite God except Him, the Son, and He to whom Jesus makes Him known. Jesus' words means that there is no other way to know God except through Him. My friend, when you know God through Jesus Christ, you will have eternal life. Of course, you will enjoy your life here better, because you will know God's will for you, and you will be able to live your life in harmony with God. But most importantly, you will enjoy God's presence forever. So my sincere advice to you and to myself is that we must read Jesus' words very carefully, very thoughtfully, recorded in the gospel. Jesus' words were recorded by His disciples, eyewitnesses of His life in the gospel, the New Testament, the whole New Testament. Why? Because it is the only book that contains the words and teaching of Jesus, which fully revealed the character of God. The heart of God was revealed through the words of Jesus and his disciples. We understand from Jesus' words in this verse, again, let me repeat it to you, very important words that Jesus said, "All things have been committed to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him." We understand from these words that God the Father and Jesus the Son are mutually and exclusively known to each other. This is also a claim of equality with the Father. Beautiful words. Another powerful verse: "No man has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son," or "the only begotten God, which is in the bosom of the Father, he has revealed him. He has declared him." You read this wonderful revelation of God in the Gospel according to John chapter 1, verse 18. Jesus Christ, my friend, who is called the Word of God in the Quran and called the Word of God in the Bible, we read here that he is in the bosom of God the Father, means had intimate communication with God the Father, which points to timeless relationship. We can see Jesus' unity of nature with God, our Heavenly Father. Jesus manifested God in the most clearer and fuller manner. Jesus revealed God's nature, my friend, God's attributes and promises. You need to know God's promises to you. I am sure you will agree with me that the truth about God cannot be fully known while God is not fully revealed. No man has seen God's essence, of course. God is invisible to our eyes. Only Jesus has perfect knowledge of God, our Heavenly Father. These words prove that Jesus had existed before he appeared on earth as a man. Jesus came, my friend, to tell you God loves you. In spite of the wrong things you do, God desires to have a relationship with you. Jesus' declaration shows the superiority of the revelation that Jesus brought to us about God above any other prophet. We read in Hebrew chapter 1, verse 3, "The Son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his being." Jesus took an additional nature, a human nature. He humbled himself, emptied himself, as we know from the New Testament, Philippians chapter 2, verse 8. My friend, why Jesus came to us as a servant? Because Jesus accomplished our salvation. Jesus paid the penalty for everything wrong you have done and I have done and will ever do. God wants you to open your eyes and to understand why Jesus came, why God came to us through the person of Jesus Christ, not only to reveal his love, but also to accomplish your salvation. I invite you to pray with me right now, if you mean these words from your heart. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for revealing yourself to me through Jesus Christ. Jesus, I put my faith in you right now that you paid the penalty for my sins. I repent of my sins. I don't want to live in sin far from God any longer. Jesus, come into my heart. I believe that you are God made manifest in the flesh. God, thank you for loving me that much. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. My friend, if you prayed this prayer, please contact me. Would love to celebrate with you. I would love to send you some free materials. And I want to rejoice with you that you became a child of God. Hallelujah. And you will start your journey of knowing who God is and spending your life now and forever in God's presence. Hallelujah. My precious audience, if I can be of any help to you, please don't hesitate to contact me.
I have a coworker who I can consider somewhat of a friend who's Muslim. We talk here and there. I'm not as knowledgeable as I should be about the Bible. I would love to be more knowledgeable and try to help him because I'm concerned. But it's hard to answer some of his questions concerning the Old Testament and the New Testament. I had given him a Bible, so I don't know. You know, hopefully he still has that in his house.
Okay, we do have a fellow here in our church who is an Egyptian, and he probably knows more about the Muslim faith than what they know. He's very, very versed in the Muslim religion, and he's written a book titled God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. And many Muslims have been converted after reading this book. So I would suggest that if you want to give your friend something that would really help him, because it takes the Muslim beliefs and it sort of takes the Bible and shows comparisons and so forth, I would highly recommend that you give him this book by Sammy Tanaho, on God Loves You, My Muslim Friend.
This is a really, really good book because it focuses on the love of God for the Muslim, where he shows the biblical revelation of God and his relationship with us is that of father and child, where the Quranic revelation of God is master and slave. And the gospel brings us into the family of God as children of God, with a loving, gracious Heavenly Father. Not to mention the fact that the biblical story is true and the story of the Quran is not true.
I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer questions Muslims usually ask about our Christian faith and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing and attractive way to Muslims. God used the Glad News book to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. You can read many testimonies on our website. Please buy as many Glad News books as you can. Keep one of them. Give one to your pastor and the others to the Muslims you will meet through divine appointments. I encourage you to believe that when you take actions and invest in our ministry, God will use your life to help so many Muslims spend eternity with Him. To order, call 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558. Thank you for listening. The phone number we share is my personal number, and I am available to offer you encouragement to share Jesus with your Muslim friends and family. That number once again, 714-514-2558. If God puts it on your heart to enable us to share Jesus effectively with more Muslims, you can donate at our website.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy,
samy@gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.